importantly, first things first, we are joined by a former University of Buffalo running back. He led the nation in rushing average last season with nearly 180 yards per game. An All-American, a first-team All-Conference player, MAC Offensive Player of the Year, tied an FBS record with 8 rushing TDs in a single game last season. The NFL draft gets underway on April 29th. We are joined by Jarrett Patterson. Jarrett, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. All right, so bring me up to date. You and I did speak during the regular season. It's good to have you back on the show as you get ready for the draft. What has the draft process been like for you?
Yeah, it's been, a constant grind, just preparing up for my pro day, which I feel like, was the hard part. But since that's out the way, now I'm just, training and, having meetings with teams and, just waiting for the draft. But it's been a great experience, and I'm looking forward to whatever team I may go to.
Jarrett Patterson, my guest. All right, you mentioned the pro day, so let me ask you about that. You ran in the low 4.5s. You had said the teams had talked to you about the possibility of running in the 4.6s. So how pleased were you with the way you ran that day, and then what did you want teams to take away from that?
Yeah, I was very pleased, because like you said, just talking to scouts and things like that, people thought I was going to run a 4.6 and, running a 4.5. I was definitely pleased with that. And just showing that I just don't run the ball. I can run routes. I can catch. And I feel like pro day couldn't, work any better for me. And I'm very happy the way it turned out.
Yeah, you've spent actually a great deal of time in Florida working on your receiving skills. What has that been like? And what are the parts of the game, your game, that you've been looking to improve upon?
Yeah, it's always. I know the big emphasis is, they wanted to see that because I wasn't required at Buffalo to be in the passing game, which I could always do those things. It's just I wasn't required, but just when I was training up for a pro day, I just wanted to show how versatile I was and running routes and catching the ball natural, just having ball skills that I just don't run the ball. I'm a very very well balanced, versatile running back, and I feel like I showed that.
Jarrett Patterson, my guest. Listen, I understand that losing the conference game was title game was pretty painful, and it actually made you think about staying in college for another year. So what kind of conversations were you having at that time, and ultimately what made you feel like it was time to enter the draft?
Yeah, it definitely was painful. And then, my competitive side definitely wanted to, come back and definitely win a MAC championship with the guys I grind with, I shed tears with, and, definitely wanted to get a championship for that university, and just really, really just going to the thought process, with people in my corner, and they really just thought it was best that I should, enter the draft. And I thought it was for my best interest too, as well. I feel like I've done everything I could for the University of Buffalo on the field and off the field, and I definitely felt, my game translated to the next level. And that I was ready to, chase my dream and play in the National Football League.
Now, one of the things you and I spoke about during the season was your journey and the fact that you were overlooked when you were in high school, and then you show up at Buffalo, you get some playing time, and you just start stacking records. You're breaking one record after another. Do you feel like, though, now that you've come through that process, and even after putting up big numbers, that you're once again being overlooked and have to prove yourself all over again? Is that what it feels like to you, and what's your mindset?
Not really. It's just really my mindset is, I'm just proving myself right. I'm not really, trying to prove anyone wrong. The people that, say this and say that about me, I'm just proving myself right to them that, I say who I am, and that I can play at the next level, and that, I'm always, looking to get better and to show why I'll be a heck of a player come Sunday.
Jarrett Patterson, my guest. Now, you and I in the past have talked about your twin brother, James. I want to ask you about your mom. Now, coming up, your mom was super active in organizing summer workouts for you two and your two sisters. I'm curious, what were the workouts like? What was the humidity like when you were going through that? And, like, your mom, how involved was she in setting all this up?
Yeah, so my mom, in high school, she was a former, she was a track runner. And, she would get us up with our sisters, one more sisters, play AAU basketball. And she would have me and my brother, run. So I just do a whole, track workouts and just run around the track and just stuff like that. And she started at a young age and what hard work really looks like, and we just kind of it developed over time, and we just kind of master it each stage in our careers. But it really started. I can remember her, taking us to the park, running around, the park and just stuff like that. But she's definitely a big part of our work ethic, as my dad as well too.
Like I was gonna say, I spent the better part of my weekend taxing my teenage son around this past weekend, right? He doesn't have his license yet. So there's that part of it, but then there's that next level stuff. Like your mom, did she have, or does she have that fire, that grit, that athletic thing that you need to have? Did you get that from her too?
Yeah, she definitely has the fire, the grit. You know, my dad's the more laid back one, but she's definitely, has that fire. And, she can definitely, be gritty. And I feel like we definitely get that from her. For sure, and she's one when she means business, she means business.
I think that's actually very cool. Jared Patterson joining us. Your coaches talk about your approach and the fact that you're a pro in practice and also in the film room, but it's not just about the details. It's also about doing whatever it takes to help your team win. As an example, you rushed for 301 yards and four TDs against Bowling Green. 36 hours later, you were playing kickoff coverage in practice. I mean, normally the guy, the alpha, the star, the man, is not doing something like that. Why was that something you wanted to do in practice, especially after a big game like that?
Yeah, just because, I was never the guy. Like you said, I was never the highly recruited five-star guy. And that's just how I'm doing. I feel like I'm never satisfied with my performance. You can always get better on something, and I feel like once you stop improving, you're done. And I feel like I have that approach that I have that never get satisfied approach. I always want to get better, and whatever it might do, at the end of the day, I try to strive, for perfection.
We keep talking about approach and mindset, but these are things that always fascinate me. I want to ask you this because you recently told ESPN something that I really, really liked. Quote, my mentality is, it's not how you get in the NFL, it's how you stay in. You can be a first or second rounder and still get cut, end of quote. To me, that's really smart. I think that's really strong. When you find out where you're going to be playing, what's your mentality going to be so you stay in the NFL once you get in the NFL?
Yeah, just, take it one day at a time, and when opportunity presents itself, take full advantage. Like I've always done, nothing really different. But like I said, it's not how you get in, it's how you stay in. You have to prove it every single day, why you belong and handle your business on the field and off the field. And, that's something I really take pride in. I'm a stickler on that, of, being accountable, handling his business on the field, off the field, and just being a pro, and take care of the body. It's just the little things that can return to big things.
So smart. Just being a pro and taking care of your body. Take care of your mind. Take care of your body. Maintain your approach and the process. The NFL draft is getting underway on April 29th. He played his college ball at Buffalo. He led the nation in rushing last season, nearly 180 yards per game. I ran it all down. All-American, first-team All-Conference, MAC Offensive Player of the Year, and a really exciting time. Jarrett, great to have you back. Good to reconnect. Find out where you're going to play and live, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you. Always good to have you. Jarrett Patterson.